Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Biden will visit Uvalde, Texas in coming days as the community mourns the murder of 19 elementary school students and two teachers. As NPR's Tamara Keith explains, Biden is calling on Congress to pass gun safety legislation.
While many people recoil from grief, President Biden is drawn to it, hoping to offer a hard-earned guide to living with the pain of loss.
Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma.
He said that the nation must be there for these families with support and prayers. Biden said he is sick and tired of the violence and gun deaths. While no single action could eliminate mass shootings like the one this week, he said there are widely popular reforms that could reduce the risk. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
In the wake of the latest horrific school shooting in Texas, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is setting in motion a pair of firearms background check bills. Democrats saying it's time for Congress to act to stop the nation's epidemic of gun violence.
There are so many options available to us, so many ideas. We just need some brave Republicans to stand athwart history and yell, stop.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell responded to the shooting, but stopped short of calling for any specific action to stop gun violence.
The entire nation's hearts are broken for the victims and for their families. Words simply fail.
The failure of a background check bill after some 20 kindergartners were shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School nearly a decade ago shows the difficulty of enacting gun legislation. Twitter has agreed to pay a $150 million fine after federal regulators accused the company of misusing user data. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, law enforcement officials say Twitter improperly sold personal information on users to advertisers.
Twitter collected information like people's phone numbers and email addresses for security purposes to help people reset their passwords and get back into a locked account. But federal regulators say for 6 years, Twitter was also making money off that data. Officials say that violated a 2011 agreement Twitter entered into with the Federal Trade Commission. Twitter acknowledged that it may have inadvertently sold personal information to advertisers, but it has since stopped. The company vowed to establish new privacy safeguards. Tesla CEO Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover of Twitter is still pending, but Musk has claimed the deal is on hold until Twitter can show how many of its users are bots. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Stocks move higher today on Wall Street, despite the Fed minutes indicating more interest rate hikes are on the way. The Dow was up 191 points. The Nasdaq rose 170 points. The S&P was up 37 points. This is NPR. Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is back on the ground after a critical test flight to the International Space Station and back. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Brendan Byrne reports the six-day mission was the company's first successful test launch.
And touchdown, Starliner. We're touching down in the desert of New Mexico, marking the completion.
The spacecraft touched down at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico with some help from three parachutes and a set of airbags to soften its landing. It marks the end of a critical uncrewed test flight of the vehicle, designed and built by Boeing to transport NASA astronauts to the space station and back. The mission's goal is to certify the Starliner capsule for human passengers. A previous attempt at this mission back in 2019 launched but failed to reach the station due to a software issue. NASA and Boeing will review the data from this mission before giving the spacecraft the green light to take astronauts on its next mission, which could happen by the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
The European Commission is out with a proposal to confiscate the frozen assets of oligarchs who try to violate the bloc's sanctions adopted in response to the Russian war in Ukraine. The EU's executive arm proposing laws that would require the bloc's 27 member states to cede a degree of jealously guarded national sovereignty over criminal matters. Almost 10 billion euros of oligarchs' assets have so far been frozen by EU member countries. One segment of draft legislation seeks new European rules on freezing and confiscating the assets of people blacklisted by the EU. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up 56 cents a barrel to end the session at $110.33 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.